Got a secret?
Here's a secret for you.
Can you keep it?
This is a good one.
Nope.
Omaha Secrets, 402-962-9898. Spicoli and Meg Mornings on Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
The highly anticipated, most wanted Omaha Secrets. If you got a secret to spill, get it off your chest. Mm-hmm. You get one step closer to scoring $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge. That's 72nd and 370 right behind Starbucks.
And Papillon.
You can smell it from here. Oh, it's so good. Those barbecue style egg rolls with the sweet 98.5 secret sauce.
Yes.
Blues and barbecue tonight.
Kids eat free tomorrow.
Omaha Secrets, a judgment-free zone. You can remain anonymous. We'll give you that celebrity name like Luke Combs out of Omaha.
Oh, Luke Combs.
My boss said he likes how I remain so calm under pressure. I don't have the heart to tell him it's because I don't like this company and I could care less.
He don't give a dang. He don't give a rootin' tootin' darn.
Tom Cruise, Omaha.
Uh-huh.
One morning on my way to work, I soaked a school kid by accident. I couldn't avoid it, Meg. I couldn't move to avoid a puddle because oncoming traffic on the other side of the road. So I created a 3-foot tidal wave as I went through it and saw the aftermath in the rearview mirror as the kid stood there stunned. I did laugh. Sorry, not sorry.
I mean, it was an accident.
Yeah, tell
it
that to the soaked kid.
I know, poor buddy.
Getting on a cell phone, probably call him out. Mom, I'm soaked.
Man, bring me new clothes. Dang.
Here's Adam Levine in Lincoln.
Okay.
I say that I joined a gym to lose weight, but really, guys, it was so I could take my evening bathroom break in peace.
What?
We have one bathroom in the house, 5 daughters.
Oh, no.
I can't handle it, Spicoli. Anymore with the banging on the door demanding I get out, I just can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
No.
One bathroom, 5 daughters, and a wife.
Absolutely not. There will never be a home that I live in with multiple people that will have one bathroom. That's never going to be a thing, ever.
Let's call this person Ty Pennington.
Oh, wow.
Ty Pennington out of Omaha.
What a good pull.
Redid a friend's kitchen free of charge.
That's why you called him that.
Yep. $3,000 worth of work.
Wow, that's generous.
They told my wife they were going to get me a special gift as a thank you. I ended up with a $5 box of chocolates.
No.
We're no longer friends.
I would say that's probably valid.
Omaha Secrets.
Ouch.
Yeah, I can see why you keep that a secret. You don't really just go rant on Facebook about that, do you? Especially if you've known that many friends.
Be
like,
yeah,
hey. But by the way, that was like $3,000 worth of work. $5 chocolates? I mean,
you were.
Ouch. Unless the work was very bad.
And there you go. Maybe it is. Maybe he's underselling his own. Yeah, or overselling, I should say, his own work. And they're like, you know what? This is about as good as these Russell Stovers that were on sale at Walgreens after Valentine's Day.
402-962-9898, Omaha Secrets. What's yours? You can call, you can text, you can remain anonymous. We'll give you that celebrity name, and you'll get one step closer to winning $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge with Spicoli and Meg Mornings. Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Omaha Secrets. If you got one, spill it. Get it off your chest. Get one step closer to scoring $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge. 402-962-9898. It is a judgment-free zone.
Yes.
You can remain anonymous. We'll give you a celebrity name, like Janet Jackson here out of Bellevue. My husband and I ate all of our daughter's candy from Valentine's Day when she wasn't home. We blamed it on the dog. She was wondering why he looked so healthy.
I was gonna say,
for
sick?
Eating all that chocolate and sugar. Yeah, we wonder too.
Weird. Oh my gosh, that's so bizarre.
Here's Ed Sheeran out of Omaha. When my son is playing Fortnite in his bedroom and shouting like a maniac, I will block his Xbox on the Wi-Fi for a few minutes just to hear his meltdown.
That's funny.
Guess what he thinks our broadband is?
Crappy.
Trash.
Yeah. His broadband's trash.
Vanilla Ice, Lincoln.
These celebrity names.
I positively loathe my birthday.
Aw.
I'm getting older and see no point in celebrating.
Aw.
I wish I could donate it to some little kid who would be ecstatic to have 2 every year.
Aw.
Dang, that's kind of a...
That's a sad secret. Aw, celebrate your birthday. Okay. Man.
Well, here's Kristen Stewart out
okay.
of Plattsmouth.
Maybe, okay.
She says, maybe May can relate to this.
All right.
Since you just got back from Florida.
A month ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good memory, though.
My IBS flared up after boarding my plane.
What? Wait! Why am I related? relating to this? I've never talked. I don't have that.
She said it was so bad they deplaned the other passengers and deep cleaned the bathroom. 90-minute delay.
No way.
The only thing that makes me feel better is realizing that this will only just be the most embarrassing moment of my life, and that there are others out there that struggle with this.
No. Where are we getting the idea that I can relate to this? I'm not the one in my family who has Crohn's nor colitis, so I am very confused.
Well, it must be the vibes you're putting out over the radio.
Clearly, I am. You know what? Let me set the record straight. I am regular.
Let's go to Adele. You are on Omaha Secrets. Go ahead and spill yours.
Well, when I was just 14 years old, I had a friend stay the night, and my mother's keys to her car was right on the end table. Oh. So we decided to take it to Loveland.
How many miles was that to Loveland?
I don't really remember, actually. But what I do remember is when we returned the car, we lived in an apartment building. Her parking spot was taken. And so not only her parking spot, of the entire lot was taken. We had to literally park the car on the street.
Oh my gosh.
I remember staying up, you know, the rest of the night just wondering, what am I going to tell her?
What did you tell her? What happened? What'd you say?
I said, you just don't remember where you parked it. You didn't park it on the street.
Oh my gosh, you gaslighted her.
You pinned it on your mom. You know, mom, you're getting old. Mom doesn't know to this day?
Till this day. I think we might surprise her this year at Christmas dinner.
Oh my gosh.
You know, why don't you just tell her to tune in to Sweet 98.5? You just won $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge.
Oh, thank you, guys. Maybe I will take her and just...
Break it to her there.
Over dinner.
Over barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you, Adele.
Enjoy your
Pit Barbecue Lounge.
Man.
We'll do it all over again next week at 8:25. Omaha Secrets, a staple. You can send them throughout the week. We collect them all throughout the week.
Yeah.
You can text or call at 402-962-9898. And then on Wednesdays, we just drop them.
Right. And a lot of people like to do like the celebrity names. And some people are like, you know what? No, you can use my name. And that's cool too. That I feel like that's happening less and less because the secrets are getting like,
Especially the one about the deplaning. Dang.
You know what? We're going to have a conversation. We're going to have a conversation.